This is the Fast Fission Podcast for Saturday, October 10th, 2009. Welcome to the show. This is John Wheeler, and this is the Fast Fission Podcast, nuclear news in 2 minutes or less. News stories are not always as benign as they appear. On October 9th, Forbes.com ran a story about Gazprom, Russia's state-owned natural gas company. It seems they've set up shop in Houston, Texas, and they have begun a very aggressive program to enter the U.S. natural gas market. Their goal? 5% of the market within 5 years and 10% of the market within 10 years. Their strategy? Import LNG or liquefied natural gas into the U.S. and sell it at a price low enough to undercut domestic suppliers. Since the U.S. uses 60 billion cubic feet of gas per day, that would mean importing 6 billion cubic feet per day from Russia. That amount of gas would mean $64 million flowing out of the U.S. and into Russian pockets every day, along with a loss of American jobs and energy security. Russia already has undue political influence in Europe, where they control a large percentage of the natural gas supply. And there's little the USA can do to prevent the Russians from carrying out their plan. LNG is a commodity that's bought and sold on the international market. The only sure way to prevent importing energy is to have a supply of lower-cost, homegrown energy. And the only large-scale domestic energy sources that have low enough cost to compete with natural gas are coal and nuclear. Wind and solar can't compete with the prices and are too unpredictable for baseload energy. With air pollution and carbon concerns, it's unlikely coal will be an option for expansion in the near term, at least until carbon capture and storage is commercialized. That leaves nuclear energy as the only option, and it's a good one. Each new nuclear plant that comes online eliminates the need to burn 250 million cubic feet of natural gas per day. Using current natural gas prices, every large nuclear plant displaces $875,000 per day in gas sales. The same is true in Europe, where each nuclear plant built takes a bite out of Gazprom's profits. That's it for the Fast Fission Podcast. This is John Wheeler. Stop by the website at thisweekinnuclear.com for more news, facts, videos, and information about the safe, peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Have a great nuclear day.